Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adhkar, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the different types of zikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make after salah. Today's hadith, very, very beautiful hadith. Hadith also known as Musalsal bil Muhabba. Musalsal bil Muhabba means that sometimes how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the method that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained this hadith and mentioned this hadith to his student, so like that sahaba, they would now explain exactly in the same manner, with the same actions, they would mention it to their students, and their students in turn will do the same action and say the same words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Together with the action, they will do that, or they will use the same wording, and they'll do it in the like manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done it. So there's some common factor between the way that they were expressing this hadith to their students and the way that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done it initially. So this hadith is known as Musalsal bil Muhabba. And anyway, it goes down in that manner until it reaches us also. So therefore it has that terminology given to this particular hadith. So an Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam أخذ بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, a very, very great sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him as أعلمهم بالحلال والحرام, the person that was most well versed among sahaba as far as halal and haram was concerned was Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And his qabr is found in the Jordan Valley. Today, that was at that time was part of the broader Sham, the broader Syria area. Today it forms part of the Jordan area. So his qabr is there, and he had passed away in Ta'un-e Amwas. A plague had broken out, and Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu had passed away. Such a great sahabi that when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came to know about the plague that had broken out, he had written to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. In that plague, over 10,000 sahaba had passed away. So he had written to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that please come back to Medina. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu wanted him to recuperate and come right. But he knew the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when a plague breaks out, then the people from that area should not leave that area, and the people out of that area should not go to that area. So as Mu'adh radiallahu anhu had already seen the symptoms of the plague, so therefore he wished to stay back, and he also became shaheed in the plague. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions al-mat'unu shaheedun, that person that is struck by a plague is also a shaheed. Look at how sahaba would think and how their mindset was. They didn't fear and start frightening, being extra frightened and losing sleep over these things. They understood that everything came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this is a great sahabi, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had held him by his hand. So the first thing we learn was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing physical love and muhabbat. He caught Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu by his hand, and he said, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, I take an oath in Allah, wallahi, that verily I love you. And this is enough to show what a relationship Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has with Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, that he caught him by his hand, he held his hand, and he said, wallahi, verily I love you. فَقَالَ أُوْسِيكَ يَا مُعَاذ لَا تَدَعَنَّ فِي دُبُرِ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ تَقُولُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, I'm advising you, I'm giving you advice. So here we can understand what precious advice he was giving Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And if we are intelligent, we will also take the precious advice and practice upon it. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this stage is giving somebody that he had great love for this advice. So he's telling him, O Sika, that I'm giving you this advice, O Mu'adh. La tada'anna fi duburi kulli salatin taqul. Don't ever miss out after every salah reading this dua. Don't ever. This is the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tada'anna. Don't ever miss out after the salah these words. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. This dua we often make in our salah. This is where it's coming from. That, oh Allah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrik. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me to remember you. Such a beautiful dua. That I can't remember you on my own, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you help me to remember you. In this dua also is hidden a person's admission of his inability, his weakness. This is what Allah Pak loves when a person confesses his weakness, his inability. So hidden in this dua is this person's confession that, oh Allah, I can't do anything. I can't even remember you. So therefore, oh Allah, you help me to remember you. Wa shukrika, oh Allah, help me to make your shukr. I know that to be grateful to you is very important. And I know that I have to be grateful to you in word and in action. But oh Allah, you assist me and you help me to be grateful to you. And the third thing that, the third part of this dua, وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, the third thing that the person asks help for is, oh Allah, help me to worship you in an excellent manner. In other words, don't just worship you. The person can worship and he can worship haphazard. He can just go up and down. He cannot maybe excuse and not read the salah properly with the tajweed. He can ignore the method of doing good actions. And he's thinking to himself he's doing. But here, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching Mu'adh Rajila, and ask Allah to allow me to worship you in an excellent manner. In other words, what thing that I'm doing, what ibadah I'm doing, Allah, let it be the best. Let me do that ibadat in the best manner. وَحُسْنِ ibadat, let me do it in an excellent manner. Such a beautiful dua. We should all try and remember it. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that don't ever leave it out after every salah. So we should also make it a habit that we don't ever leave out this dua after every salah. Even if sometimes the imam is making dua, we're saying ameen. When the imam finishes, then we read this dua, so that we don't miss out reading this dua if we have already not made it. Now, I was explaining that musalsal bil muhabba, what the ustads would normally do is they would catch their student's hand, they would hold the student's hand and say, wallahi inni lauhibbuk, that I take oath in Allah that I love you. And they would tell their students that I'm advising you, do not leave out after every salah this dua. And they would read this dua. So they imitated the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in turn, that ustad at that time, he would hold his student's hand and he'll catch his student's hand and says, wallahi inni lauhibbuk, I take an oath in Allah that I love you, do not leave out after every salah reading this dua. So this is how this continued, this action. So the dua continued with action also, and the action also continued the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.